Krishna Book, Canto 8, Kamsa, Chapter 43, Scene 1, The Killing of Kamsa. All the cowherd of boyfriends of Krishna and Balaram approached them and congratulated them with great pleasure. While drums beat and they talked of the victory, the leg bells on the feet of Krishna and Balaram tinkled. All the people gathered there began to clap in great ecstasy, and no one could estimate the bounds of their pleasure. The brahmanas present began to praise Krishna and Balaram ecstatically. Only Kamsa was morose. He neither clapped nor offered benediction to Krishna. Kamsa resented the drums being beaten for Krishna's victory, and he was very sorry that the wrestlers had been killed and had fled the assembly. Kamsa therefore immediately ordered the drum playing to stop and began to address his friends as follows. I order that these two sons of Vasudeva be immediately driven out of Mathura. The cowherd of boys who have come with them should be plundered and all their riches taken away. Nanda Maharaj should immediately be arrested and killed for his cunning behavior. And that rascal Vasudev should also be killed without delay. Also my father, Ugrasena, who has always supported my enemies against my will, should be killed. When Kamsa spoke in this way, Lord Krishna became very angry with him, and within a second, Krishna jumped over the high guards of King Kamsa. Kamsa was prepared for Krishna's attack, for Kamsa knew from the very beginning that Krishna was to be the cause of his death. Kamsa immediately unsheathed his sword and prepared to answer the challenge of Krishna with sword and shield. But as Kamsa wielded his sword up and down, hither and thither, Lord Krishna, the supremely powerful Lord, caught hold of Kamsa with great force. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of the complete creation, and from whose lotus navel the whole creation is manifested, immediately knocked the crown from the head of Kamsa and grabbed his long hair in his hand. Krishna then dragged Kamsa from his seat to the wrestling dais and threw Kamsa down. Then Krishna at once straddled Kamsa's chest and began to strike him over and over again. Simply from the strokes of Krishna's fist, Kamsa lost his vital force. In order to assure his parents that Kamsa was dead, Lord Krishna dragged Kamsa just as a lion drags an elephant after killing it. Upon the sight of this, there was a great roaring sound from all sides, as some spectators expressed their jubilation while others cried in lamentation. From the day Kamsa heard that he would be killed by the eighth son of Devaki, Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day without any stoppage, even while he was eating, while he was walking, while he was breathing. And naturally, Kamsa got the blessing of liberation. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Sada Tad Bhava Bhavita, a person gets his or her next life according to the thoughts in which one is always absorbed. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna with his wheel, which means Narayana, who holds a wheel, conchel, lotus flower, and club. According to the opinion of authorities, Kamsa attained Sarupya Mukti after death. That is to say, Kamsa attained the same form as Narayan or Vishnu. On the Vaikuntha planets, all the inhabitants have the same bodily features as Narayan. After his death, Kamsa attained liberation and was promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. From this instance, we can understand that even a person who thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an enemy gets liberation and a place in a Vaikuntha planet. So what to speak of the pure devotees who are always absorbed in favorable thoughts of Krishna? Even an enemy who is killed by Krishna gets liberation and is placed in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good, anyone thinking of him, either as an enemy or as a friend, gets liberation. But the liberation of the devotee and the liberation of the enemy are not the same. The enemy generally gets the liberation of Sayujya, and sometimes one gets Sarupya liberation. Kamsa had 8 brothers headed by Kunkha. All of them were younger than Kamsa, so when they learned that their elder brother had been killed, they combined together and rushed towards Krishna in great anger to kill him. Kamsa and his brothers were all Krishna's maternal uncles. They were all brothers of Krishna's mother, Devaki. When Krishna killed Kamsa, Krishna killed his maternal uncle, which is against the regulation of Vedic injunction. Although Krishna is independent of all Vedic injunction, Krishna violates the Vedic injunction only in inevitable cases. Kamsa could not be killed by anyone but Krishna. Therefore, Krishna was obliged to kill Kamsa. As far as Kamsa's 8 brothers were concerned, Balaram took charge of killing them. Balaram's mother, Rohini, although the wife of Vasudeva, was not the sister of Kamsa. Therefore, Balaram took charge of killing all of Kamsa's 8 brothers. Balaram immediately took up an available weapon, most probably the elephant's tusk which he carried, and killed the 8 brothers of Kamsa one after another, just as a lion kills a flock of deer. Krishna and Balaram thus verified the statement that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears to give protection to the pious and to kill the impious demons who are always enemies of the demigods. The demigods from the higher planetary systems then began to shower flowers, congratulating Krishna and Balaram. Among the demigods were powerful personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and all joined together in showing their jubilation over Kamsa's death. There was beating of drums and the showering of flowers from the heavenly planets, and the wives of the demigods began to dance in ecstasy. The wives of Kamsa and his 8 brothers became aggrieved on account of their husbands' sudden deaths, and all of them were striking their foreheads and shedding torrents of tears. They were crying very loudly and embracing the bodies of their dead husbands. The wives of Kamsa and his brothers began to lament, addressing the dead bodies. "Oh, our dear husbands, you are so kind, and you are the protectors of your dependents. But now, after your death, we are also dead, along with our homes and children. We are no longer looking very auspicious. On account of your death, the auspicious functions which were to take place, such as the sacrifice of the bow, have all been spoiled. Our dear husbands, you treated persons ill who were faultless, and as a result, you have been killed. This is inevitable because a person who torments an innocent person must be punished by the laws of nature. We know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Master of everything, and Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer of everything. And therefore, anyone who neglects Krishna's authority can never be happy, and ultimately, as you all have, meets death. Since Krishna was kind and affectionate towards his aunts, Krishna began to give them solace as far as possible. The ritualistic ceremonies after death were then conducted under the personal supervision of Krishna, because Krishna happened to be the nephew of all the dead princes. Thus ends Canto 8 of Krishna Book, entitled Kamsa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.